Welcome back to Success Made the Last Birthday Celebrity Special. I'm Rick Tokini. This show is sponsored by Graceful Years Birthday Club. We're so pleased to have on our show today John Provost, star of Lassie. John is here to celebrate a milestone birthday with us today. John, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, and thank you again. It's a pleasure being on the show, and it's a pleasure being here for my birthday.
And you probably know that your fan base continues to grow on a worldwide basis, as Lassie is available on so many cable channels, including Trinity, Cozy, Pax, and Antenna TV. But John, we also have enjoyed and continue to enjoy all the many feature films that you made.
Well, you know something, if people always come, they'll come up and they'll say, you know, does it bother you? Everybody comes up and always saying things about Lassie and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, because no one has ever come up to me and said, you know, John, we hated that show. We just hated Lassie. That's never happened. And if it did, then I think maybe they might have an issue or two. But, you know, it's because the shows that we made had substance to them. They had values. They had morals. You know, Timmy wasn't the sharpest kid. He got into trouble. He made mistakes. But he learned from those mistakes. He didn't talk back to his parents. And if it hadn't been for Lassie, I wouldn't be here today. You know, saving me and saving other people. But, you know, I think, Rick, that's the whole thing. It's because those shows had value. And, I mean, when you think about it, my children are grown, but I have grandchildren now, and I can't think of a, quote, family show that's on today that I would consider a real family show. Not like Lassie, not like My Three Sons, not like Leave It to Beaver, you know, not like the shows that we grew up with and that possibly a lot of your listening audience grew up with.
And Lassie had a whole family. You know, some of the facts that people may know about you is that you starred in some of the great films with individuals like Grace Kelly and Bing Crosby in The Country Girl, and in the movie This Property is Condemned with Natalie Wood and Robert Redford. John, you have acted with some of the elite actors in the history of cinema.
Well, you know, I was blessed. I did not come from a acting family, a Hollywood family, so to speak. My parents were regular working people. My father was from Alabama, from Mobile. He moved to Southern California in the late 30s to be an aeronautical engineer. He wanted to design airplanes, and that's what he did his entire life. My mother grew up on a little farm in Texas. She moved to California and was a seamstress. And they married, and they had three children. And one day, my mother read an ad in the L.A. Times that Warner Brothers was looking for a 2 to 3 year old blonde boy to be in this movie starring Jane Wyman. Well, my mom, growing up as a little girl, her idol was Jane Wyman. So she thought if she took me on this audition in 1953, that she was going to meet Jane Wyman and get her autograph. And that's the only reason Mom took me. My father told her she was out of her mind, and she said, it doesn't matter, you just draw me a map. You know, he was the engineer, so he drew her a map. We didn't even live in Hollywood. So drew her a map from Pasadena to Warner Brothers studio, and Mom takes me so she can get Jane Wyman's autograph. Well, by the end of the day, they had gone through over 200 little boys and little girls whose mothers had cut their hair to look like little boys. And I got the job, and I'm not even 3 years old. And the movie was called So Big, starring Jane Wyman and Sterling Hayden. That was my first job. So mother takes me so she can get someone's autograph. I end up getting a job, getting an agent. I didn't have an agent or anything, you know. And, you know, it just happened. So you mentioned life stories and things like that. Well, one of my biggest is believing that, you know, things happen. And if you're in the right place at the right time, you know, take advantage of that. Let it happen. And it happened for me. That movie led to my second movie, which was The Country Girl with Bing Crosby, Grace Kelly. She won the Academy Award that year, by the way, for Best Actress, and then, of course, became Princess Grace. I did 10 movies before Lassie. I was in the very first movie filmed in Japan after the war, 1956, for Warner Brothers. I mean, I'm sorry, for RKO. We spent 3.5 months in Japan. I was six and a half years old. The movie was called Escapade in Japan, and it starred Teresa Wright, Cameron Mitchell, and a young man by the name of Clint Eastwood was in this movie.
Oh, my.
He didn't even get billing. I got star billing over Clint Eastwood. unfortunately, I never have met the man. But, you know, so, yeah, my career has just been crazy. And then we came back from Japan. I got the part of Timmy for Lassie, and then was in Lassie from 57 to 1964. 249 half-hour episodes. So
wow.
Please don't ask me. Yeah, don't ask me. You know, to remember one. I do have favorite. You know, and then after I quit Lassie, they wanted to make the series for 10 years, and I was tired of being Timmy, so I wanted to continue on and act, but I was tired of being Timmy, so I wrote my pink slip on Lassie, continued to act, did three more movies. You mentioned This Property is Condemned with Robert Redford, Natalie Wood, oh boy, Charlie Bronson, it was a great movie. Mary Badham, who played Scout in To Kill a Mockingbird, was in that. Great Tennessee Williams movie, 1964, we filmed that. And then my last movie was with Kurt Russell for Walt Disney called The Computer Wore Tennis Shoes.
Mm.
I just turned 18 years old, graduated from high school, and I said, you know what? You've been working for 15 years. Maybe it's time for a break. And so I told my parents, I said, you know, I'm taking a break. I could have done more movies. More Disney movies, but I needed that break, so I made another big decision, and that was leave the business. I moved out of Hollywood, moved up to Northern California to go to college, and have lived up here ever since. Met my first wife, raised a couple great kids, and have a couple, as I mentioned earlier, a couple of grandchildren, and one of whom is almost 6 months old, and we're going to go see him in about a half an hour. So life is good.
Life is very good. And speaking of your two children, if they were on today's show, what would they say is the greatest life lesson that you have taught them?
Wow. Well, I think, you know, it's do what your heart tells you to do. I mean, if you have a desire, If you want to try something, if you want to reach for something and you believe in that, go for it. Try it. And if it doesn't happen, or if, you know, it's we learn from that and move on. It's like in show business. If you want rejection in your life, this is the best business to be in. You're constantly rejected for parts and things. You know, I was lucky, but, you know, no, you can go out on 100 different auditions and never get a call back. And then all of a sudden, boom, that one happens. But I'm just saying, you know, if you feel, because if you wait you know, then that opportunity doesn't happen. And as I mentioned earlier, I believe in, you know, being in the right place at the right time. So, and then also, of course, my number one rule for myself and for my children and just anybody, I think, if we want to get along, it's a simple one. It's when I was younger, they called it the golden rule. You know, treat others the way you want to be treated. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If we could just do that, I think we would be in a great place.
I do too. What a strong life lesson. And by the way, what's it like to be a granddad?
Yeah, it's wonderful. The fun part is they're not here all the time. No, we just, you know, our granddaughter is a little over 5. And then like I said, the grandson, he's not quite a half a year old, but, you know, it's just wonderful. My children are 35 and 36 and, or 34 and 36. And, you know, you forget what it was like, those little babies and just how much fun they are and how precious and, you know, and my granddaughter, the 5-year-old, she's starting to see Lassie now and understand when we'll show her a photograph of me when I was her age. And, you know, then she can see it on TV and it's like, wow. And she's putting that together. And that's great because, you know, we mentioned earlier, or I did, about the quality of the shows. You know, I don't want her watching stuff that's on TV. Seriously.
Yep.
You know, the old shows are great. And that's what's so great about the internet. You know, my website, johnprovost.com, I get fan mail from all over the world, you know, emails and, Lassie's on in over 50 countries and over 12 cable networks here in the United States. We're just starting the 5th printing of my autobiography, Timmy's in the Well, which people can check out on my website or on Amazon or put something like that. And
congratulations.
And still doing appearances and some work. I did a big commercial last year and some voiceover work. So it goes on. And June Lockhart, who played my mother, is going to be 95 this year, and she's doing great. And she told me when I was a child on Lassie, she said, you know, John, you're a little boy. I'm an older woman. I started when I was young like you. So when you get older, you'll just play older parts. So I guess it just goes on and on.
That's right. Well, John, with just a few minutes left, tell our listeners why animal activism is an important part of John Provost's best version.
Well, you know, I've always loved animals, even before Lassie. Always raised with animals, have always had dogs, cats, you know, had horse, pony, goats, you name it. And I've always, well, Red Weatherwax, the owner of Lassie, I learned so much from him. He taught me the respect for animals. And one thing we did back in the day, in the late 50s, early 60s, Lassie and I would travel around the country promoting the show. And we would go to the big cities, the big markets, Dallas, Chicago, St. Louis, New York, you know, Boise, wherever. And if there was a children's hospital in those towns, Rudd would insist that Lassie and I go and see the kids. Now, you know, just think about it. Back then, there were no service dogs. They didn't let dogs in the hospital. No way. But they would let Timmy and Lassie in. And we would go in and I would see, I'm, you know, 9, 10, 12 years old. I'm seeing kids that have polio. I'm seeing children that were in an auto accident, that are in traction or were burned in a house fire or something. And not only, you know, was it an experience for me, but what it did to those children, it took them out of that realm that they were in when they saw Timmy and Lassie. And I just kept that my entire life. So not only I was on the board of Canine Companions for Independence for over 25 years, and we supply service dogs to people that have disabilities totally free of charge. And in my tenure there, we placed over 3,500 dogs for free. And I travel around the country working for no-kill dog shelters. I help to raise money for for no-cost spay and neuter, things like that. They're very important. So I guess I am that kid on the farm. You know, I learned a lot, and it's what's important to me.
Well, thank you, John. We love having you on our show today, and we wish you the happiest birthday and our best to your wife, Lori.
Well, thank you so much, and it was such a pleasure being on your show.
That was John Provost. What a great guy. He's so successful, yet humble and well-grounded. We appreciate John Provost being on our special show today, and thanks to our sponsor, Gracefully Yours birthday card. You can go to gracefully-yours.com today to buy wonderful birthday cards to help celebrate people in your life. And we love celebrating the greatness of John Provost. He's one of the good guys. We appreciate him being on our program today. And as we always say here, remember, live the best version of you. Have a great week.
So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasine@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program.